Begin the current daf Maseches Menachos daf Mem Beis. Begin 7 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues defining the characteristic of tzitzis. Tarnabon Munna Braisa, tzitzis, similar as we said in the previous daf, ain't tzitzis illa anaf. What the definition of the word tzitzis refers to are the strands, the strings that come out from the braided part. Because v'chein o'emer, so too it says, a pasuk in Yechezkel says, v'kicheini b'tzitzis reishi, he took me with the lock of my head. I mean, a lock is like a bunch of hair that's together. Now, V'omar Abaye explains, V'tzorch l'preide ki tzitzit d'armoy. What you have to do is you have to spread them apart like the lock of hair of an Armenian, meaning just like the idol worshippers, they have something called bleiris, which is a type of a ponytail, which, although we taught in the previous daf that there have to be two elements of gedil and pasil, there has to be the braided part and also the fringes that come out, what this teaching of Abaye is telling us is that the braided part is the part that's on the bottom, which is like by a ponytail, the tight part is on the bottom, and then the strands of the hair come out individually. After that, that's the tzitzis reishi, that's the definition of tzitzis, which has to have these strands, the strings coming out, those are the tzitzis strings coming out of the braided part. So the bottom, the top part, meaning connected to the garment, is the braided, and then what hangs out are the strings. Now, continuing with the theme of the previous stuff regarding where we hang the tzitzit strings on the garment, like it says in the pasuk, al kanfei v'gdeim, but what is the corner of the garments? So, tarnabon munna braisam, hitel al hakeren, if they put the tzitzit strings on the edge, the tip of the corner of the garment, oy al gadil, which either that means to say where there's those threads that have, they're very thick threads that are strong, that are woven up onto the edge of the garment so that it shouldn't be easily torn by the seam, or gadil means these are the threads of the warp which come out at the edge of the garment. So either way, the keren and gedil are the edge of the garment. If someone puts the tzitzit strings right there at the edge, Tanna Kamma says ksher, it's valid. It's still al kanfei v'gdeim. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov paisel b'shtein, he says no, those two situations are invalid. So the Gemara says kama anaz lahod amar Rav Gidla Marav. According to whom is Rav Gidla Marav saying when he says tzitzis tzricha shatei noi tefes ala keren, the tzitzis strings need to be hanging, that they're going to be hitting the corner. In other words, that has to be a little bit more elevated from the edge, so that when it's hanging, the hanging part will be hitting the corner. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk in Bamidbar, al kanfei v'gdeim, has to be on the corner of the garment. Not from, has to be on, and it has to be hitting it. Come on, who's that like? That's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who he says that they're invalid. Tanna Kamma says it could be on any part of the corner. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which is this teaching of Gidlam Rav, is going like, no, it has to be on it, which means it has to be a little bit further up the hole so that it's hanging on the corner of the garment too. Now, Amr Yaakov, Amr Yechanan says, B'tzarch sheyarchik malay kesher goydl. Now, we said it has to be not at the edge itself. Additionally, he says, you have to elevate the place where you're hanging the tzitzis from the edge, the distance of the joint of the thumb, meaning from the edge of the fingernail with the flesh until you get to the first joint, that's the distance you need to have from where you're hanging the tzitzis from the corner of the garment. Now, the Gemara explains, v'itzach d'Rav Papa, we needed the teaching of the previous daf from Rav Papa, that he had said that you need to have hanging the four strings within 3 finger breadth of the corner of the garment, which sounds like, but that you shouldn't make it more than 3 etzbois from the corner. And the Itzach Rabbi Yaakov, we also needed this teaching of Rabbi Yaakov that says there shouldn't be less than the thumb from the corner of the tip of the thumb to the joint, which seems like they're both saying the same idea, which the 3 finger breadth would be around that amount of the distance of the thumb. And that says the Gemara, no, you actually needed both of their teachings. Why? Dimid Rav Papa, had we only had the teaching of Rav Papa Sahavim, I would have said, Toich Gimel, what's Rav Papa saying? That within 3 etzbois, that has to be within that area, Dolei Lirchik Tvei, it can't be further away, because then it's not the corner of the garment anymore. You can't do a middle of the garment hanging at its strings. But based on this teaching, I would say, but v'kama d'mekarv, the more you make it closer to the edge, the more the mali, the better it is. Even if it's all the way on the edge of the garment itself, would be kosher. So it's like Rabbi Yaakov. We need a teaching of Rabbi Yaakov that says, no, it has to be at least the joint tip of the, from the tip of the thumb to the joint, that's how far it has to be. It can't be the edge itself. And so to the other way, even the Rabbi Yaakov, we had only had Rabbi Yaakov teaching, so I mean, I would have said, maloi kasher gudl, it has to be the joint of the thumb that distance, the loy lekar tvei, can't be any closer. But v'kama derochig me'ali, but the more further away, the better. So tzricha, we needed the teaching of a puppet to say, no, it can't be more than three etzbayis from the corner of the garment. Now the Gemara brings a story related to this halacha, that Ravina of Rav Sama, these two Talmid Chacham, Havayashvi Kamed Rav Ashi, was sitting in front of Rav Ashi. The Chazei Rav Sama saw, Lekarne Diglimi de Ravina de Sasa. He saw that the corner of the garment of Ravina was torn, that the hole was pulled, where the tzitzit strings are hanging from, which pulled the strings down until it was Ubatzer Mimoloi Kesher Gudla. It wasn't anymore the jointful of the thumb distance from the corner of the garment, because the tzitzit strings got pulled down. That was basically hanging at the edge of the garment. Or another interpretation, it means to say that actually the bottom of the garment got torn up until the edge was all the way near where the original hole was, and there wasn't a distance of this gudl, of the kesher of the gudl, to the edge of the garment. So Amalei, Sir Rav Sama said to him, doesn't the master Ravina hold of this teaching of Rabbi Yaakov that we quoted before, that it has to be at least that distance of the joint of the thumb from the edge of the garment, and your tzitzis are hanging closer to the edge? So Amalei, Sir Ravina said to him, no, b'shasa siyid. The teaching of Rabbi Yaakov was going on when you're making it. When I made my tzitzis, it was a kesher gudl from the distance. Now that it got pulled, that's not a problem. It has to be made that way, but it doesn't have to stay that way. So Ichsef, so if someone was embarrassed that he had made that mistake, he made that error in the understanding of the teaching of Rabbi Yaakov, where he thought it was a problem. So Amalei Rav Ashi said to Rav Sama, loy taskev lach, don't get too caught up with this. Don't get so bothered that he bested you. Chad minayu, one of them, meaning one of those who are from the students of Eretz Yisrael, which Ravina was from Eretz Yisrael, is Kutrei Minan, are like two of us. So it makes sense that he would have gotten the best of you in this discussion. Now continue on the halachas of tzitzis, Rav Acher by Yaakov, Rami Arba, the way he would put out in tzitzis is as follows. He would take four strings, v'ayif luhumeyif, and then he would first double them over before he hung the tzitzis in the garment. Then, uma'aylu b'klima, then this doubled over four, which in its double form is eight, then he would, in this double form, he would put into the hole of the garment. And then, v'avikluhu mevak, then he would make the slip knot with the strings, meaning he would take the two tips and put it into the doubled over part of the tzitzis strings itself, and would hang it like a slip knot in the talus, and that's the word avik, is from the term of like nekev, which he would put into the hole of this doubled over area, which is from the tzitzit strings, the other edge is doubled over, has some type of a hot knot when you make like that slip knot. Now the reason why he did it like this was because he expounded, as we said in the previous daf, it says gedilim taslach. So gedil in the singular actually means two strings, because to make a knot you need two strings. Gedilim is double of that, which that's four strings. Now, he held additionally that this, that we double them over, has to be done before it's put into the hole in the garment. So you have to have eight strings, and then is when you put into the hole of the garment. So therefore, as the Gemara explains, because ksaver be'ina tamana beglima, he held that you need to have eight strings when you're putting into the garment, that you should have the gedil and double that which is gedilim, and to have that doubled over, which is the halacha of all eight, in the place of when it is, when you're putting on al kamfei begdim, the psil tcheles, you have to have it already the eight before you do that, and therefore he had it doubled over before he went and then he put it in. And then after it was put in, then he would go ahead and tie it on by doing a slip knot. Rav Yirmi Medifti Rami Tamani, what he would do is, actually he would put in not four strings, but actually he would have eight strings. Now the reason for that is because he expounds the same pasuk gedilim, but not just the fact that it says gedil in the singular, then gedilim in the plural, but he also expounds the fact that it has extra yuds, because you could write gedilim without yuds. So he says those are coming to tell you double of the amount, which is times two, which instead of being four strings, is to have eight strings. The inhu, which that is, after you put that into the talus, so when it goes into a hole, you have on one side and the other side, gets doubled, comes out to be shitzer, comes out to be 16 strings, v'loyavukluhu, and he wouldn't do this bow, this slip knot, but rather he would do like we have, which is just that you have the strings and then knot them together. Now, Marber Edravina Avid Kididan, he would do like the way we do it, which is putting in four strings, and then when you put into the hole, it turns out to be eight strings, because of on either side of the hole, they look like different strings, and then knotting them together, making the gedil and the psil. Now, Rav Nachman Ashkechel Rav Adbar Ava Rami Chuti. He saw him when he was putting tzitzis onto his talus. He was making the tzitzis, putting the tzitzis strings in. For Kamavarich, last tzitzis, he made us a bracha. Blessed are you, Hashem, who sanctified us to make tzitzis. So Amalei, so he said, my tzitzi shaman. He says, what's tzitzi? Like he was making in a mocking way. Tzitzi? What? Like someone's making a bracha on a making tzitzis? Hachem Rav, this is what Rav said. Tzitzis ain't tzricha bracha. There's no requirement to make a bracha when you're making the actual tzitzis themselves. Now, Kinach Nafshid Rav Huna, when Rav Huna passed away, all Rav Chizda lememra the Rav of the Rav. So Rav Chizda came in to pose the contradiction of one teaching a Rav on the other. Where Umiyam Rav Tzitzis ain't tzricha bracha, did Rav really say that tzitzis do not require a bracha? But Vam Rav Yehudim a Rav, but Rav Yehudim said the name of Rav. From where do we know that it's invalid for a non-Jew to make tzitzis? Shnemek says a pasuk in Midrash, it says Dabel b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, va'aslam tzitzis, and they should make for them tzitzis. What that tells us is b'nei Yisrael yasu, only the Jewish people can make tzitzis, v'loy av v'kachavim yasu, and not non-Jews, they can't make it. So the Gemara asks, v'homai urum, what's the question? Where's the contradiction? Why does the fact that a non-Jew can't make tzitzis contradict the halacha that you don't make a bracha when you make tzitzis? So Amrav Yosef, he explained what Rav Chizda's question was. He says, Ksav Rav Chizda held as follows. Kol mitzvah shekasher by b'kachavim, any commandment, any mitzvah that's valid to be done by a non-Jew, b'Yisrael in sarach levarach, then the Jew doesn't have to make a bracha. Why? Because he cannot say asher kedishanu, that he sanctified us, because not just us, the Jewish people, because the non-Jew is also valid to do that. But any mitzvah that's not valid to be done in non-Jew, a Jew has to make the bracha. So therefore here you have where a non-Jew cannot make the tzitzis, so then obviously the halacha would then be that you would have to make a bracha. Well, that contradicts the other halacha that was said in the name of Rab, that we don't make a bracha, we make tzitzis, even though it's not valid to be done by a non-Jew. Now, on this explanation of the question of Rav Chizda, the way Rav Yosef said it, the Gemara asks, the klaluhu, is that really the rule in regards to the halach of making brachas, depending if a non-Jew could do it or not? But vare mila, the circumcision, the ksheir by v'kachavim, where it's valid to be done by a non-Jew, the tanag lena b'raisa, ir she'im b'roif Yisrael, a city that doesn't have a Jewish mole to do this circumcision. But v'yesh b'roif armoi, v'roif akuti, but there is an Armenian doctor or a Kuthian doctor who they could do this circumcision. So it's actually machlekes. Gimel Armoy, Val Yamal Kuti Divrei Meir. Meir says that the Armenian should do it and not the Kuthian. Now, the reason for that is because they would circumcise the Kuthians, which was a group that was brought in by the Assyrian king when they exiled the 10 tribes, which came from this place called Kutha, and they had done this subpar conversion to Judaism, but they also, on some level, worshipped this type of a bird on their mountain on Har Gerizim. As the Gemara explains in Avodah Zodah, so David says, Ramey, to the contrary, they're worse. Because although they do circumcision, they can have in mind for their idol, but Armenians don't do circumcision. If they're going to do it, they can do it for the purpose of the Jewish mitzvah of circumcision. Rehudaim, he says, no, Kuti v'l'armoy, no, rather the Kuti and not the Armenian, because they do the circumcision and not. Now, but one thing we see is that, but they hold that the Armoy could do the circumcision. U'b'Yisrael tzarech levarech, but by the Jew, when he does circumcision, he has to make a bracha. Damamar, like the master said, Hamal Oimer, the one who's circumcising, says the bracha, the blessing, Baruch Hashem Kedushanu b'mitzvaysav, blessed is he who sanctified us in his commandments, v'tzivan alamila, and he commanded us on the circumcision, and then they do the circumcision. So you see that even though it's something that's valid with a non-Jew, a Jew has to make a bracha. That contradicts the klal of Rav Yosef. Says the Gemara, no. Midhu taimo, the whole question of Rav Chizda's El Rav is asking in contradiction in Rav's halachas. Rav mifsal pasul. Rav invalidates circumcision by a non-Jew, and therefore you could explain Rav Chizda's question. It was only on Rav, and therefore the question is still valid. You could still say Rav Yosef's dictum that when something that a non-Jew is valid, the Jew doesn't make a bracha. Non-Jew is valid, is not valid, Jew makes a bracha, and when non-Jew doesn't, then the Jew makes a bracha. And therefore that fits well, because Didma, we learned, Minayin lamila ba'iv kachav mishapsulah, from where do we know regarding that a non-Jew is invalid to do circumcision? Dar bar papa mishmei dirav am, in the name of Ravi says, the Pasuk in Bereishis says, Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, va'at es b'risi tishmar, and you my covenant you should safeguard, which is someone that circumcised like you, I give over the mitzvah of circumcision, which is a Jew. Rabbi Yechonam, he quotes a Pasuk later on that says, himol yimol, circumcised you shall surely circumcise, but you could pronounce it as hamol yimol, the one who's circumcised, he's the one that circumcises others. So therefore again, the klal could still be true, and therefore we could understand why Rav Chizkiya had a question, how could it be that Rav had said that you don't make a bracha by making tzitzis, if that's something that's not valid by Akum, and therefore you should make a bracha. But the Gemara tells us, sukkah misayele, the halacha of sukkah supports this opinion of Chizkiya, where Rav Yisuf explained it, but tefillin have a two yufte, but the halacha of tefillin is going to be refutation, as the Gemara explains. Harei sukkah, you have a sukkah, the ksheba of kachavim, which has the mitzvah on the yom tov of sukkah to dwell in the hut, which is valid if it's a non-Jew. The time they learn the brisa, sukkah of the kachavim, the sukkah of a non-Jew, sukkah's noshim, the sukkah of a woman, sukkah's bema, the sukkah that's used for animals, sukkah's ketuyim, the sukkah of these kuthims, sukkah mekal makom, in any situation of a sukkah, which Gemara explains in the first parak of Masechta Sukkah what that refers to, ksheira is valid. As long as the schach, the covering, is done halachically according to what's required. Now, so we see that it's a kosher sukkah for a non-Jew. And therefore we understand why when the Jew is making the sukkah, he does not make a bracha. Because that's exactly like the way Rav Yisrael explained for Rav Chizkiya. The Tanelik will in the braisa. When someone's making a sukkah for himself, he makes the following bracha. Baruch atah Hashem l'keinu melech ha'ilim, blessed you Hashem, our God, King of the world, shechayonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh, who's kept us alive, sustained us, and that we have reached to this time. So that's not a bracha making the sukkah. That's a bracha in general. When one comes to a momentous time that he's gotten there, you make a shechayonu, something new, something, a milestone. Now, when it comes to dwell in the sukkah, he says, Baruch atah Hashem l'keinu melech ha'olam, blessed you Hashem, our God, King of the world, Hashem k'dashanu b'mitzvos, has sanctified us in His commandments. V'tzivonu leishav b'sukkah, has commanded us to dwell in the sukkah. V'ilu lasa sukkah le'mevarach, and there's no blessing to make the sukkah. That's exactly like Rav Yisrael explained Rav Chizkiya, because something that a non-Jew could do, a Jew doesn't make a bracha. But tefillin to yufte halachas, tefillin is a refutation of this concept of Rav Yisrael in Rav Chizkiya. Because of our tefillin, we have the loch of tefillin, the psulis b'ayv kachavim, which it's invalid to be made by a non-Jew. The Tanya of Chinna, b'rei d'rav, as we continue to Amidbeis, miparshanya, which is the name of a place, that the Braisa says, Sefer Torah, tefillin mezuzah shekhsavim, regarding Torah scroll, tefillin mezuzah that were written either by Tzeduki, which are the Sadducees that they, quote, believed in the written law, but not in the oral law, Kuti, which are these Kuthians, b'ayv kachavim, non-Jews, Eved, a slave, Isha, a woman, Bekatan, a minor, Mumer, someone that rebels against the teachings of the Torah. Psulin, the what they write in the halachas of Stam, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzas, are invalid. Shnamak says in the Pasuk, it says, Ukshartim, that they should tie it on their arm. Zuchasaptim, they should write these scrolls, which teaches us, Kol Sheyeshna Bikshira, whoever does it in practice, who ties it on, who wears the Tefillin, Yeshna Biksiva is the one who could write it. Whoever does not fulfill the mitzvahs doesn't write it. And all these individuals, either by choice or by default, they don't fulfill these mitzvahs, and therefore they cannot write them. Now, so although it's not valid by a non-Jew, which according to the dictum that Rav Yisrael said in Rav Chizkiya, a Jew should make a bracha when he makes it, halacha is by a Jew when he makes the tefillin, when he writes it, they do not make a bracha. The Shalach Rav Chiya Bereid of Hun Meshmeid Rabbi Yechon, he says, Al Tfilin Shal Yav, when someone's putting on the hand tfilin, Omer, he says, Baruch HaShem K'dashanu B'mitzvos V'tzvon Dol Neich Tfilin, blessed is He who commanded us, sanctified us in His commandments, and He commanded us to put on tfilin. Al Tfilin Shal Reishem, when he puts on the head tfilin, he says, Baruch HaShem K'dashanu B'mitzvos V'tzvon Dol Mitzvos Tfilin, blessed is He who sanctified us in His commandments, and commanded us on the mitzvah, the commandment of tfilin. Whereas to make tefillin, we don't make such a blessing. That contradicts Rav Yaisa's interpretation of Rav Chizkiya's understanding and why he then asked the contradiction on Rav Yaisa, on Rav. So, Elalav HaNitam, rather says the Gemara that it's not like the way Rav Yaisa said it. Rather, it must be that the reason is as follows. The concept, the rule is as follows. Kol mitzvah da'asiyasa gemar mitzvah. Any commandment that when you're doing it, it's the conclusion of the mitzvah, kagoyim mila, for example, circumcision. That there, when you're doing the action, when you're making the thing, that's the mitzvah itself, So Afakav Dikshay by Vikhavma, even if it's valid by a non-Jew, like we said for circumcision, Bisrael, Tzarach Levarach, a Jew would still have to make a bracha. Because that action is the mitzvah itself. But Vachal mitzvah dasiyas, lavgar mitzvah, any action that's not the conclusion of the mitzvah itself, kugin tefillin, where making the tefillin is not the conclusion of the mitzvah, it's until you actually knot it and tie it onto the person's body that that's the tefillin mitzvah. Avagav de psilis by bekachav, even if it's not valid to be done by non-Jew, bistrol in the tzarech levarach, a Jew would still not have to make a bracha, which again, not the way Rav Yosef had explained it in Rav Chisda, and therefore, we don't understand yet the opinion of Rav Chisda, what he was disagreeing with Rav Nachman in his question that he had on the teachings of Rav. So rather says the Gemara as follows. The machlekes of Rav Nachman had Rav Chisda, according to Rav's teaching, in the halachas of tzitzis, which was, do we make a bracha when we put tzitzis on the talus or not, is as follows. Mar, Rav Chisda Savar, he held that tzitzis is chayvis talusu. We had this on the previous daf, regarding what is the obligation. The obligation on the garment or on the person? He held that the obligation is of the cloak. So therefore, when you actually put the tzitzis strings on the garment, that is the conclusion and the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So therefore, of course then there should be a bracha, and that's what he was asking. Does Rav really say that tzitzis ein zarech levarach? Why? That's something which, also based on this idea that therefore a non-Jew should not be able to make it, is the same idea that, because that's the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Whereas Ma'abar of Nachman Savah, he held no chayves garvahu, that the obligation of the tzitzis is the obligation of the person. And the mitzvah is when the person does what's called a tifa, when he cloaks himself with it. And that's why he had said that no, there's no bracha when you're putting tzitzis on the garment. Therefore, that was their machlekes in the teachings of Rav, not the way Rav Yosef had said it, but rather, how do you define the mitzvah of tzitzis? That will tell us if you make a bracha when you put the tzitzis on the talus or not. Now, however, Amalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi says, Atun hochi masnitula. You had taught the teaching of Yehudim Amar Rav, the way that Rav Chisda had used it as a question on the previous teaching of Rav, that tzitzis ein tzarech levarach, and therefore you had a question, you had a contradiction, Rav on Rav, where, what do you mean? As we explained, that seems like that Rav would hold that one would have to make a bracha, because in the teaching of Yehudim Rav, in regards to a non-Jew not being able to make the tzitzis, which contradicts the first teaching, that he held that you don't have to make a bracha. But he says, Anan hochem esneinla, we actually taught it differently, and therefore there's no question in the first place. We had taught Amr Vidim Rav, Minayim letzitzit v'ayim kacham shik shera, that actually making tzitzit with a non-Jew is valid. So that would make sense that that's not the primary mitzvah, because then we would make sense a non-Jew cannot do that, and which would tell us that tzitzit ain't a tzarech levarach. Shanelik says in the Pasuk Bamidbar that actually he learned it differently, according to this version. Dabel b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, v'asu lahem tzitzit, they should make for them tzitzit. Who's they should make for them? Yashulam Achim, that others should make for the Jewish people tzitzis, mean to tell you that it's actually kosher for a non-Jew to do it, and therefore it does not need a bracha, because it's not the fulfillment of the mitzvah, and therefore there's no contradiction at all. Both teachings of Rav are exactly like each one is saying, that it's not the fulfillment of the mitzvah, therefore you don't make a bracha, and therefore it could be done by a non-Jew. Another teaching from Amr Yehudim Rav says, a son, if someone makes the tzitzis strings, min ha-koytzim, either that means to say from the strings that are generally cut off at the edge of the garment, which are hanging off, or it means that it's called kaitzim, like thorn-like protrusions, where it's sticking out like thorns, or min hanimin, or from those threads that are from the embroidery of the garment, or min hagradin, or from the fringes, which are from the warp threads that are hanging out, which these are similar types of threads that are hanging out from the garment. If someone decides to make those as the tzitzis strings, psula, they're invalid, because as long as they're attached to the garment, you never made it for the sake, lishma, of being tzitzis strings. It was just there, and then if you say, oh, let it be the tzitzis strings. No, it has to be made lishma. You have to put it on for the sake of being tzitzis strings. Now, but minasisin, if someone makes the tzitzis strings from a ball of thread, so kshera, that's okay, because you're taking from the ball of thread, the thread, and taking it off, and hanging it on the garment. But, Kamrita Kamei Shmuel, so Rav Yehuda says, when I said this teaching over in front of Shmuel, Amar, he said, no, afen asisin psula. It's even invalid to make the tzitzit strings from a ball of thread. Why? Because be'in a tvi lishma. Can't just take any ball of thread. It has to be spun for the sake of being tzitzit strings. So you have to actually make the ball of thread specially for the sake of being tzitzis during the zibur, just taking any ball of thread is not valid either. Says the Gemara, this machlokes is Rabbi Shmuel, is kitanoi, it's like the vang machlokes tanoi. Learn the Braisa, tzipin zav. Someone covers over the case of the tefillin, which is not the case that the tefillin is put into, but the actual, what we have out of leather. If someone makes the covering of the tefillin made out of gold, so those batim, those cases are invalid. Because the case has to be made out of leather, because even the what we tie the tefillin on, the straps, have to be from the same type of leather, as the Gemara says in Perek HaKeremetz. For sure, the casing has to be leather. Or Oisha Tol Alein, if let's say he covers over, he makes the batim out of Urbehemet Temeya, out of the leather of a non-kosher animal. So Psulas, that's going to also be invalid, as the Gemara says in Shabbos Kof Chasim Aralf, says, Laman Tia Teres Hashem Peficha, so that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. What does it mean, in your mouth? It has to be something that's permitted to be in your mouth from a kosher animal, but taking the leather from a non-kosher animal is going to be invalid. Now, Urbehemet Taira, but the leather of a kosher animal, Ksheris, is valid, Vava Pishle Ibn Lishman. Says the Tanakhama, even if it wasn't tanned, which is the working process of making the leather, even if it wasn't made for the sake of being tefillin, it's still valid. But Rav Shimon Gamliel, he says, no, af or behem tayir psulis, even the leather of a kosher animal is invalid, at sheyibdan lishma, until it's made and tanned for the sake of being tefillin. You see the same type of machlekes between tzitzis and tefillin, if the material that's being used, that's once you have it, that you're doing it for the sake of the tefillin or the tzitzis, but does that material itself have to be made for the purpose of the tefillin and tzitzis? That machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, seems to parallel this machlekes on the comment of Shimon Gamliel. Now, continues the Gemara, Amli Abayla Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda, says, Hap techelta, this tchelis, the blue wool that's used on, according to Rashi, two out of the four strings on every corner, hechad tzivisula, how do you dye the strings with that dye of tchelis? So Amalei says, Mesinan dam chilazin v'saman. So first I bring the blood of this chilazin fish, which is where the tchelis comes from, and the samanim, which is to soak it in, because the way that the dyers do is that they soak the garments in these types of these liquids that are chemicals. V'remina luhu b'yeru u'marsachin la. And then I put it into a pot and I boil it up. V'shaklina purta b'v'yasana. Then I take a little bit of this dye in an eggshell. V'tamina luhu b'udra. And then I test it out with a piece of wool, and I dye that piece of wool in this eggshell to see is the tchelis the right, has it been processed appropriately. And once I see that it's good, I throw out that eggshell, which has that dye inside of it, and I burn that piece of cloth. So it says the Gemara, Shemamina Tlas. We learn three halachas from with the way he describes it. Shemamina, we learn from the fact that he would burn that piece of wool that was used to test out the dye, that Tima Psula, that piece of wool that was tested out is invalid to be used to make the tzitzit strings out of it. And b'shamamina, we learn from that, the bein and tzvi lishma, that the dyeing procedure of the tzitzit strings has to be done for the sake of being used for tzitzit strings, and not just to be tested. B'shamamina, and also we learn from the fact that he threw out that dye that was in that eggshell, and he doesn't just put it back into the vat, is that te'ima p'osel, that this the testing out, the dye that was used in the testing procedure, would invalidate the whole vat. It was put back into that pot full of tchelis dye. Now the Gemara asks, regarding the first two things that he said three shmaminas, but the problem is, the first two, hainu tim psula, this that you're saying that the wool that was used in the testing, but not for the sake of making tzitzis, is pasul, hainu tzvi lishma, that is the same thing as the second thing, which is because the tzitzis strings have to be dyed for the sake of being used for tzitzis, and not just in testing. So Maravashi says, yeah, ma tam kam, he was saying, what's the reason? Meaning, ma tam tim psula, what's the reason why that tested piece of wool is invalid to be used for tzitzis strings, is mishum to be in tzvi lishma, is because it has to be dyed for the sake of tzitzis, and not that it was dyed for some other purpose, like to test the tchelis. Now the Gemara says that, however, the third shmamina is actually ketanoi, is a machlekes tanoim. The Braisa says, te'ima pesula, the dye that was used in the testing process that was in the eggshell, that dye is invalid. Why? Mishum shenem, because the pasuk says in Shemais, when it describes the big day kuhuna, says regarding the me'il, which is one of the garments of the Kohen Gadol, is kalil techeles, which literally means it has to be entirely made out of blue. But additionally, the way you could read it is that it has to be all of the techeles, meaning that the color of the entirety of the chilazin, of the blue wool from the fish, has to be in the wool, meaning that there should not have been anything else that the dye was used for beginning, because then it would have lost some of its intensity. That's the Reb Chanina ben Gamliel. So he obviously holds that Ti'ima is psula. But Reb Yechman Davayam, he says, no, I feel a marisheni shebar kashri, even a secondary color, a level lower, is going to be valid. So even though it was used to dye a piece of wool beforehand, and now you're using the dye again, it's still going to be valid. Why? Because the pasuk says, which there's a discussion exactly which pasuk this is referring to, ushni seilas, which is the red thread. So, however, although the word ushni, which refers to a thread, but it could also be read usheni teilas, which is telling you that even a secondary color is still going to be called teilas, it's still going to be called red. And therefore, the same thing would be regarding Tchelis, that a secondary, which is according to Rashi in that same Pasuk, would also be a secondary color would be valid, and therefore they obviously hold that Tima is not Psula, the dye that was used once before would not invalidate if you put it back into the vat. Continues the Gemara, Tarban Lenda Braisa, Tchelis in La Bedika, which the Gemara at this point assumes what that means to say is that you cannot inspect Tchelis, is it really Tchelis, or is it actually something else that looks similar to Tchelis, like Kala Ilan, which is indigo. So therefore, ve'ein nikras elamin amumcha. Since there's no way of checking it out, so you can only buy from someone that's knowledgeable, that's proficient, that's God-fearing, so that he knows that it's kala ilan, that if it was kala ilan, it would be forbidden, and that you know that you're buying from him kosher tchelis. Tfilin yesh lem bedika. Tfilin could be checked out. You could check if, let's say, he has the words, the letters that are supposed to be missing, or that there are supposed to be extra letters or not. But even so, but still you could only buy from a professional who knows something else, that the parchment has to be made, l'shem, the tefillin has to be made for the purpose, utility of being for tefillin, which that can't be checked. You can't tell if it was made, tanned for the purpose of tefillin or not. Svarim mezuzis, sifri tari and mezuzis yesh l'medika, they could be checked. And therefore, v'nikra mekalodim, they can be bought from any single person because they're the leather does not have to be tanned for the sake of being the svarim of the mezuzahs. Now, the Gemara asks, v'tcheles ein l'bedika, is that really so that tcheles cannot be checked to make sure that it's tcheles, and that's why you need to buy from a professional? But var v'yitzcha b'reid of Yehuda b'diklei, and he did check, he was able to tell if it was tcheles or not. Simen begeshem, the sign for the ingredients was begeshem, which ma'isi magva yogila, first he would bring alum, Umayid shavlilusa, he would bring the water that comes out of tilson, which is fenugreek. Umeimir glam, he'd bring urine, as we continue to be memgilman alv ben abram yoim, which either means from a child that's 40 days old, or urine that was sitting around that came out of a person's body for 40 days. Vitarila begavayu meurtabad litzav, and then he would soak it in it from evening until morning. Then he would check it, and he would see if it chazuse, if the color was already wearing out of this blue color. Then psula, it's invalid because obviously it's kala ilan. Lo yifil chazusik shera. But if it didn't lose any of its intensity of its color, then it's valid. Then you know that it's tchelis. Similarly, Ravada kameda rav and mishmeda rav avirama, he would do a different test. Maisi chamira arkasa, he would bring harsh yeast, the sari of barley, va'afe lo begave, and he would bake it inside of it. Ishtanoi lemal yusik shera. If it changed for the better, then it's valid. Then you know it's tchelis. Like we use psula, if it got worse, then you know it's invalid, then you know it's kala ilan. B'samanech, and the mnemonic to remember what change is going to be kosher, which change is going to be pasul, is shinui sheker. If someone changes his words for the bad, everyone knows that he's bad. So here, when it changed for the worse, well, everyone knows that it's really something that's bad, which is kala ilan. Shinui emes, someone that changes his words to add on and to sustain what he was saying, then everyone knows that he's a good person. That's the same idea when if this color got better by being baked in this harsh yeast, then you know it's actually a good thing, meaning that it's tchelis. So, but one thing is, you see from these two different types of tests, that there's a way to test if it's tchelis or kalin. What does it mean, tchelis in l'bedika? So it's like, more, my in l'bedika, nami dekama. What does it mean that there's no way of checking? It means ati'ima, like we said before. There's no way of checking if it had been used in testing, which would invalidate it. That is no way to check. Yeah, it's tchelis, but you don't know if it's kosher tchelis or not, and therefore, he says you have to buy a professional who knows the halachas and knows that you can't use it for testing and put it back in. That's the thing that can't be checked, and therefore you can only buy it min ha-mumcha. Or what atima means is actually it's referring to when we say in baitkin es ha-tcheles, it means to say you cannot test the vat of tcheles with ti'ima, meaning by testing it there in the vat so that you don't invalidate the entire vat. Rather, what you do is, like we said before, is that you put it into an eggshell and then you test like that. That sort of means don't, we don't, tchelis in the bedika means say in the vat itself, you don't check it, And therefore, you can only buy from the mumcha, because maybe that this person will check in the vat itself, which will thus invalidate it. And those are two different interpretations. What does it mean? Ati'ima, which is those were things that would invalidate it, and therefore you have to buy from the mumcha.